yes, you're listening to Rumination Thursday on this April the 5th in the year of our Lord 2018. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and with us is my ace crack investigator, Wes Reimnitz.
Oh, I went from a crack investigator to an ace crack investigator.
Well, you know why?
Why is that?
You're the only one.
That makes me good, huh?
Yes. Well, I could include, I guess, occasionally Mark Smith. Sometimes we could include my wife. Definitely my mother when she was alive. Boy, I tell you. But we heard a rumor that the Pope denied hell. And it was actually a rumor spoken by Italian journalist Eugenio Scalfari. So I asked you to look into that. Give us a little background what you found here, Wes.
Yes, Eugenio is founder of a publication called La Repubblica over in Italy that comes out daily, I guess. And he's known for being a sensationalist and over the top. And he's good friends with Pope Francis, and he was doing an interview.
Oh, so he must be a real Roman Catholic, eh?
Quite the reverse. He's a liberal atheist, whatever a liberal atheist is.
Oh, my.
And so I would rather imagine that the Pope is trying to convert him, you know, and talking with him.
Yes.
But when he does his interviews, he's known for no transcripts, no recording devices, no notes. He does everything from memory. So, you know, there's really no record to verify his private discussion with the Pope.
And he has indicated that when he was interviewing the Pope, February 1st, 2015, that the Pope denied the existence of hell.
Right, that's what he said. He said there is no hell, and that souls are not punished. But this, you know, digging into it deeper, the Pope does believe in hell, probably not quite the way that we would as we would in Lutheranism.
So the Pope even, and you sent me articles on this that were real helpful. He speaks about that proud angel who was envious of God. That was Satan himself. And what I found interesting is what he thinks hell is. He says, hell is not about fire and brimstone. It is about our freedom to say no to God, our freedom to reject love and choose loneliness.
That is rather different, isn't it, than he gets away from the fire and brimstone that you see, for instance, in Matthew 25.
Yes, I wonder why. Now, we need to understand that even when heaven is described, it kind of uses physical things we're familiar with. For example, when it's talking to farmers, it said heaven is going to be a place flowing with milk and honey. If it's talking to people in the city, it talks about that heaven, its payment is gold, etc. We don't necessarily take those as the way it is, but analogies about how great heaven is like. So the idea that there might be burning fire and brimstone all the time, maybe just an analogy of how terrible it is. But the thing that really caught me, because you sent me the catechism, it says that we are not sent to hell, we choose.
Yes.
And then it says, God did not create hell, we did.
Yes. Yeah, I was rather taken back by that too. That undoes exactly what Christ has said in Matthew 25, where it talks about that God created a lake of eternal fire, or eternal fire itself, for the devil and his evil angels.
Well, if God did not create hell, then he's not all-powerful.
Powerful, no.
Because all-powerful doesn't mean he can do anything. It means there's nothing that occurs that he hasn't done or allowed.
Which, by the way, first of all, when did God bring that into creation, hell itself? It wasn't in the seven-day creation.
No, it was after the seven-day creation, because God says he looked at everything that had been created and therefore it was good. However, by the time Eve was tempted by Satan, the evil angels had fallen, and therefore that was really the first sin in the creation.
Right, so it's somewhere between the fall of the angels and the fall of mankind in the sin.
Yes, exactly. And it says specifically in the Bible that God created hell for the evil angels, and unfortunately those who are in heaven have decided that they want also to be apart from God.
Right. So, but it's not an exclusive club for those who choose not to believe. And I think that's where, they're trying to smooth over hell in the Catholic doctrine.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit, but we want to make clear that this is, false news, fake news. It's not just the President of the United States who's often the object of fake news, but even the Pope here. And we want to be very clear that the Pope has a personal vision of hell, because there were a number of times he talked about it. Like in 2016, he said it is the horror of being separated from the God who loves us so much.
Right. And it also isn't just only him, but Pope Benedict, who
yes.
was prior Pope, said too. In he was the one who kind of rewrote their
catechism
of Catholic Church.
Yes,
but should say Roman Catholic and not Catholic. But he puts in there that the chief punishment of hell is eternal separation from God.
Now in the Pope's defense, we still have some problems that he has in speaking. Like, for example, in 2015 and in 2016, he wrote this: no one sends you to hell. You go there because you choose to be there. And at the end of this life, we will all be judged. But, he continued, the Lord offers us many opportunities to save ourselves.
Yeah, you work your way to heaven, right?
Yes. And what I found real interesting is the article you sent me on purgatory. Let me just read the first part. All who die in God's grace and fellowship, but still are imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation, but after death, they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. Where is that found in the Bible?
Well, if you notice, there weren't any notations to the Bible. They used Maccabees, which was part of the Apocrypha, but you can't find a Bible passage.
Yes. Well, what's really important here, and this needs to be underscored, it's really part of the Reformation, that when you came to faith in Christ, God does not consider you purified. You have to undergo purification. So one of the things I learned about purgatory is that you don't go to purgatory to get your sins forgiven. No, they're forgiven at the cross, but you have consequences of your temporal sins that need to be balanced out. And that's the reason you go to purgatory, in order to be purified from the temporal consequences of your temporal sins.
And, of course, at the time of the Reformation, you could pay to have prayers said for your dead that helped in that purgatory process.
Well, Tetzel, when he was, you know, trying to gather money for the new Catholic cathedral. A coin into the coffer rings a soul from purgatory springs.
Springs, yeah. So, and that was one of the major objections that we had along in there.
Well, Luther's 95 statements dealt with that specifically, although at that point he still believed in a purgatory because he hadn't searched the Bible sufficiently to show that that was untrue, but he didn't believe you could buy your way out of purgatory.
You know, as we discuss purgatory and hell from that position, kind of reminds me of that the story of the rich man and the
yes.
poor man Lazarus who died. And one goes, the poor man goes to heaven, and the rich man is in hell looking into heaven and wants to have him go back and talk to his family, his brothers, so that they don't end up like him. And what was Jesus' response in this story?
Yeah, if they don't believe Moses and the prophets, they won't even believe if someone is raised from the dead.
So they had the word.
Yes.
And that's what they were talking about. And it kind of reminds me as we go through all of this that it's the word, but Catholics have the word too. And it just kind of stuns me as to the interpretations that they put or the lack thereof of some of the Bible passages.
Yes. The article you sent me has these numbers, 1030, 1031. That's from the Catechism, isn't it?
Right. Yep, yep.
Well, let me read once more where we agree with the Roman Catholic Church and we disagree. It says, we cannot be united with God unless we freely choose to love him. Now, there's no doubt that those who go to hell do not love God. But
right.
It's not because they didn't freely choose, because here we're getting back to what Luther considered one of his finest writings called Bondage of the Will. Explain what that is all about.
Well, that we're born into sin. So we cannot freely choose of our own will to go to heaven and seek out Christ.
Yes.
What I always remember is, what is it, John 17, you did not choose me, but I chose you.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, that, I mean, there's so many passages. No one comes to the Father except through me, etc.
Yeah.
Now, what I find interesting is, on the one hand, under 1034, they say Jesus solemnly proclaims that he will send his angels and they will gather all evildoers and throw them into the furnace of fire, and that he will pronounce the condemnation, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire.
Yeah.
But then in 1033, they say to die in mortal sin without repenting and accepting God's merciful love means remaining separated from him forever by our own free choice.
Right.
And this state of definitive self-exclusion from communion with God and the blessed is called hell.
Didn't go through doctrinal review, huh?
No, they sure didn't go through doctrinal review on the basis of the Bible. But hell doesn't sound that bad. There are plenty of people here on earth that do not have communion with the true God and think they're having a wonderful life.
Right. Well, there was in a couple of news articles, if you read through them, as you did, they talk about that it's a disappearance of sinful souls. They just kind of disappear away.
Yes. Yes. Now, the Roman Catholic in the Catechism, 1037, is very correct against Calvinism. God predestines no one to go to hell. For this, a willful turning away from God, a mortal sin, is necessary, and persistence in it until the end. And then they've got a quote here. Father, accept this offering from your holy family. Grant us your peace in this life. Save us from final damnation. And count us among those you have chosen.
Mm.
Now, that's really Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
So all the way through this article, you get this strange paradox that really isn't a paradox, it's a contradiction, that on the one hand, you're saved if God chooses you, but on the other hand, you go to hell if you don't willingly love him.
Right. Well, they also he also talked about the day of judgment. I have many sins, but I have tried to be faithful. And he said, then all will be well. So it just continues on that we got to do something to merit God's love.
Well, the very fact that the last pope who died, they still haven't declared to be in heaven.
Where is he at then?
Purgatory.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because remember, to know that someone is in heaven, they have to do two miracles after they die. So you pray to that former pope, and if someone is healed miraculously twice, two different people, then that's a sign they're in heaven. But so far, they've only got one miracle, if I remember correctly, and they're still waiting for a second one.
You know, as I read all of this, one of the passages that came to mind is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We walk by faith, not by sight, you know. Is there anything that we've done that's going to get us there?
Yes, it certainly isn't anything. But we believe Roman Catholics are saved because if you ask them when their sins were forgiven, they will always point to the cross. And it is an error on the part of non-Roman Catholics to think that purgatory is a place where sins are forgiven. No, it's just that the consequences of your temporal sin are balanced out. So, and this is their words, so you can be purified, for no one can enter into heaven until they're purified. And that is what causes a real problem with the thief on the cross. How do they interpret when Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise? Do you remember that?
Right, yeah.
What do they say?
I haven't run across that one.
Yeah, I did it in light of a sermon I did where Jesus says, here's how they interpret the passage. Jesus says, I'm telling you today, you will be with me in paradise.
Whoa, that's a new interpretation.
Well, that's their interpretation, because if anybody is going to go to purgatory, the thief himself admits to the other thief, you and I deserve what we're doing. This man does not, because he has done no sin. Therefore, if the thief doesn't go to purgatory, that really destroys the whole concept of needing to be purified before you go to heaven.
There's a constant reminder that it's the word alone. It's not adding or subtracting, as we see in Galatians there. We can't add or subtract from the gospel, otherwise we don't have a gospel.
When do Lutherans say for sure we receive that purification?
Oh, well, at your baptism.
Excellent, yes. Now, that doesn't mean that if you've not been baptized, you're not purified. It's just that you don't have the assurance of God's promise, and you have to rely on your faith. And who wants to rely on their faith? Because sometimes, every time you sin, that's a lack of faith.
That's why I bring up that 2 Corinthians 5. We walk by faith, not by sight, and then
yes.
You read through and talks about all that reconciliation. By the time you get to chapter 6, verse 2, it says, now is the day of salvation. As we believe and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, right now I know I'm going to heaven.
Yes, yes. So we want to be real clear here what we're doing on this law and gospel. We don't have a problem in defending the Pope when false charges are brought against him that he doesn't believe in hell. This 93-year-old atheist journalist, of course, why he said that, we're not really sure, but he's always trying to say things that puts him in the news, at least according to the articles that I've been reading, and therefore that's just false information. The Pope does believe in hell, but then we do need to clarify how they understand hell, and my point is, hell is part of a spiritual understanding from God that there really are no human words to explain it properly. Remember, Paul was in a vision and saw heaven, and he could not use any words he was aware of in order to explain it properly. And that's how I consider hell. All I would say, it's not just loneliness from God. Because there are a lot of people who are lonely from God, and they're not having that much of a problem here in life.
Right, I would agree with you. The only one that knows about loneliness from God is Christ. So.
Very good. And what word from the cross do we know that from?
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Exactly. And God had forsaken his son because he had on his shoulders the sins of Wes Reimnitz. Oh, also Tom Baker.
The whole world.
The whole world. And we were purified when Jesus said that other word to the Father. He spoke to the Father three times. And the other word was, Father, forgive them.
For they know not what they do.
Yes. And then to realize that he did not think he was totally forsaken by the Father eternally, once he had accomplished the work, he says, it is finished. And then what was the last word to the Father?
Into your hands I commend my spirit.
Exactly. And by the way, that is a quote from the Old Testament. It's one of the Psalms where it says he will commit his spirit to the Father. And with his spirit, all of us are committed to the Father.
And that's the wonderful good news for us as we believe. Not anything I can do. He's done it all for me.
Yeah, I've attended a number of Roman Catholic funerals of friends of mine or people that I knew. Not once do I remember that the priest says, well, let's pray for this person in purgatory so they can get out of there and go to heaven. They always give the impression they're in heaven right now.
Yeah, I mean, all my Catholic friends that I know, they strongly believe in the promises of Christ.
That's right.
It is Christ that gets me to heaven.
So we defended the Pope, but at the same time, we say our view on hell is a little different than his. And on the basis of Scripture, there is no such thing as purgatory, that at the moment of our death, guess what? We are with Jesus in the Spirit, just like that thief on the cross was. And the only difference between Jesus and the thief is that the body of Jesus rose from the dead three days later. The body of the thief has yet to wait for the day of judgment.
Yep, day of resurrection.
That's right. And that's really what KFUO is all about, is summarizing the Bible accurately for one purpose, and I talked about this yesterday on Insight, is that every sermon is not just to recount the historical details as found in the Bible, but also what does it mean to you in your salvation? Where's the comfort that can be found?
And I love long gospel from that direction, how it applies to me in my life and in the life of others.
Exactly. So the law shows why we're not going to go to heaven, and the gospel shows that, oh, yes, we are, because Jesus and the Trinity has accomplished for us what we were unable to do. As Jesus says, with men it is
impossible,
but with God, all things are possible. And that's the point.
Exactly.
Well, look forward to you being back next Thursday. There may be people who have questions on what we had to say today. You'll be able to address them tomorrow on Law and Gospel Open Mic Friday. And listen carefully how you can support this particular program by where you write the check and to whom you send it to. Thanks so much, Pastor Reimnitz.
Great to be with you.
God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.